The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
Climate change is about humanity, and it already impacts our health, including respiratory and heart diseases, allergies, and mental health problems. And especially the vulnerable people are at risk, which means that health inequities will further increase. What can we do about this? Because health is a human right, so we have the responsibility to provide the public with the right information about how climate change impacts this fundamental right. And politicians, the media, and even scientists are not always seen as trustful sources of information. But according to the literature, there is a group which is seen as a trustful source of information, sees the majority of the public, and can easily link climate change to health, which increases personal relevance. I'm talking about physicians. And at this moment, there almost only exist editorials in the literature about how they can address this issue with their patients. So that made me want to do a research. And my research question is, what is the potential role of physicians in addressing the issue of climate change and health during their conversations with patients? And do they see themselves in a position to address this issue? And via Snowball sampling, I conducted interviews with different physicians from all over the United States with different specialties. And I asked them, do you think it's important to raise awareness? How can this be done? What barriers might exist? And do you have experience yourself? And I'm in the data analysis phase now, but I will present some preliminary results. Striking is that after my first question, do you think it's important to raise awareness, almost all physicians paused. It made them think. But after this pause, 13 out of 14 said it is important. But they differed in how and when this can be done and what they can talk about. Several topics came forward, including advice about how you can behave both in an environmentally and healthy way, advice about prevention, and the opportunities for patient activism. And something which seems really important is timing, especially to avoid fear. Different strategies were mentioned, including the usage of materials and the opportunities outside the consult itself, and it depends all on specialty. So it already seems like there is potential, and one of the most important follow-up questions is how can physicians do this in a patient-centered way, although one of the answers was really progressive. It's always been about your health and illness needs and not about situating you as a human being in the larger health of the planet. I think that's probably a barrier to change one's thinking to say it's permissible to bring that into the conversation. But before this how question, physicians need to have the knowledge and personal beliefs themselves. I'm not sure that we should assume that every physician believes in the science of global warming, even though they base their practice on science. And I've never really thought about it as something that I would specifically talk about with my patients. So I think that this research can be the start of a chain of researches, not only about how we can raise patients' awareness, but also about how we can raise physicians' awareness first. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Alana. And obviously, this has an impact not only on patient care, but also on public policy. The AB 32 dollars, a lot of them are being directed towards neighborhoods, particularly that have these kind of disparities. And this kind of data, if it were fed back from physicians to policymakers, it would have great impact.
Indeed. It's not only about individual behaviors, but also about the communities. And actually, physicians have a lot of roles. They can advocate, they can talk with their patients, so they can be active in a lot of different ways.
Well, thanks again, and good luck on the rest of the research.
Thank you.